His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Governor Ned Lamont is now planning a series of town meetings to pitch his 10-year, $21.3 billion transportation funding plan to the public, including possibly one as close as Waterbury. Lamont told reporters this week that a number of locations, dates, and times of the meetings have yet to be determined, but the itinerary will include some of the communities where he's proposing to locate 14 bridge and highway tolls. In New York State, hemp farmers are poised to get a boost from new rules allowing medical marijuana companies to use their crops to produce CBD products. Further, rules seek to reduce the cost for thousands of medical marijuana patients statewide who use CBD or cannabis oil. According to state officials, the rules would allow the 10 licensed medical marijuana companies to buy the less expensive hemp and related extracts grown under the state's Hemp Agricultural Research Pilot Program, which was launched back in 2015. Previously, the medical marijuana companies had to rely solely on their own operations to produce CBD, which increased the cost for patients, according to state officials. In a story from the Poughkeepsie Journal, a 27-year-old Pauling man has pled not guilty to predatory sexual assault against a child. Alex Ramos Hernandez was initially arrested on September 27th and charged with first-degree sexual abuse, according to police. While he was out on bail, he was arrested on the second charge, predatory sexual assault against a child, by the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office on October 23rd, following a joint investigation with the Child Advocacy Center. Ramos Hernandez knows the victim, according to police. Originally, he was arraigned in the town of Pauling Court and placed in Dutchess County Jail on $2,500 bail or $5,000 bond. He was arraigned again for the additional felony charge before Dutchess County judges, and he was sent to jail with no bail. Coming into the holiday season, Troop K once again is joining forces with the United States Marine Corps and having their annual Toys for Tots drive. It's for children in the local communities that are less fortunate. Each Troop K barracks will have a Toys for Tots collection box through December 18th. If you want more information to find the most convenient Troop K barracks, you can contact them at troopers.ny.gov. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, Zoning Bylaw Review Committee meets at 5 p.m. The Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at Sheffield Town Hall. Salisbury Central School parents, students, and other community members invited to hear proposals about merging the current 7th and 8th grade sports programs for all elementary schools in Region 1 at a Board of Education meeting in the school cafeteria, a presentation by Ann McNeil, Region 1 Athletic Director. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education is being held at 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. The Northeast Town Board has a public hearing, the adoption of a joint comprehensive plan for the town of Northeast and the village of Millerton at Northeast Town Hall, 19 North Maple Avenue in Millerton, New York. That meeting is set at 7:25. A copy of the proposed joint comprehensive plan is posted on the town's official website and available for inspection at the Northeast Town Clerk's Office and Millerton Public Library during regular hours. Coming up on November 15th, four organizations have teamed up to present a volunteer fair at St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington on Friday from 1 till 3 p.m. Nonprofit organizations and municipalities meet with prospective volunteers. Tables for participants are available. For more information, extension 16 at 413-442-1521. Pine Plains Rescue Squad will sponsor a holiday craft and vendor fair on Saturday the 16th from 10 till 3 at the Pine Plains Firehouse. Refreshments will be available for purchase as well. The Bidwell House Museum at 100 Art School Road in Monterey presenting their fall fundraising party on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. More information at 413-528-6888. Also online, bidwellhousemuseum.org. The Amenia Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday the 17th from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. It's $8 for adults, and children and seniors pay just $7. Informational meeting in Sharon addressing broadband internet needs will be held on Sunday the 17th at 11 a.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 92.10 to 27,783.59. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8482.10 and the S&P 500 at 3,094.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.